How much has South Africa changed in 20 years? Well, the country left apartheid behind 2 decades ago, so that's a huge change. And the democratic era that began with Nelson Mandela at the helm continues, but deep divisions persist. All this week, we're exploring post-apartheid South Africa, specifically through the lives of women there. The World's Jeb Sharp visited Cape Town, and here's her latest story.
One of the first places I visit in Cape Town is a Saturday farmer's market next to an organic garden called the Aranyazik City Farm. It's nestled in a well-off neighborhood right at the foot of Table Mountain. There are rocky crags looming overhead. People buy berries and sample smoothies and hang out at tables between the stalls. It's a mixed crowd, but mostly white.
Beautiful green beans, crisp. Look at this. Oh, delicious. Have you ever had a green bean like that?
That's Cheryl Ozinski crunching those beans. She helped build this place.
2 years ago, we took over a derelict bowling green that wasn't used for years and years and wasn't maintained by the city. And we've turned it into a magnificent Dutch-styled vegetable farm. And this market, we sell all our vegetables here, 10% of which is grown at the garden. And the rest comes from small micro-organic farmers.
I can tell she's used to marketing this place. And it is interesting, but I didn't come to South Africa to do feel-good stories about farmers' markets. It turns out there's a lot more to Cheryl Ozinski.
I was the chairman of the Neighborhood Watch, and I was attacked in my home 10 years ago. That changed my whole life and what I thought my role in life was.
Whatever it was I expected Cheryl to say, it wasn't this. I don't know it yet, but this will happen to me repeatedly, all through my time in Cape Town. I'll be interviewing someone about one thing, and the next thing I know, we're talking about crime and violence.
This arose out of community safety, because this was a derelict place full of drug dealers, full of bad characters. No children ever came here. It's not so much about the vegetables, but it's much more about getting to know your neighbors, the community coming out from behind their high walls.
A few days later, Cheryl and I meet again at the same spot. This time it's windy, and the farm feels more desolate without the hubbub of the Saturday market. We go into a big empty barn with high ceilings and a floor made of wide planks. Cheryl discovered, when she embarked on this project, that this was the site of Cape Town's original colonial farm, and this building is where the slaves lived.
They lived here 300 years ago, so there's a lot of energy here that needs to be resurrected in some way.
We go back to the conversation we started a few days before at the farmers market. I know by now that Cheryl is a mover and shaker in Cape Town. She's descended from Russian immigrants who came in the 1920s. She started out as a marine biologist, did a stint as Cape Town's tourism director, and she helped launch the city's Gay Pride Festival.
I was always doing and doing and doing. And then I suddenly one day had an incident that happened to me and I didn't do anymore, because I was so traumatized.
It was a robbery attempt in broad daylight in her home at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
I had a gun to my head and my pajama top pulled off me and...
Cheryl screamed. Her partner screamed. The attackers ran. 10 years later, she still has flashbacks.
If I go near a window at home and I look down, because that's where I saw the guy first, I remember. When I'm vulnerable in other situations, I see the thread and there's a flashback. No matter what the vulnerability is that you're dealing with in the now.
This is so personal, but Cheryl knows she shares this experience with many other South Africans, and she has a visceral sense of why it happens.
Well, I think it's representative of our country, you know. I think it's about people who have and people who don't have, and it's about opportunity, and it's about apartheid and where we've come from, and I'm not excusing it at all, but I understand why people do things that are not right. I do understand where it's coming from. But we are paying the legacy of apartheid now is crime. You know, it's not so much about freedom anymore. It's about us putting ourselves into our own prisons because we have to protect ourselves.
What she says rings true. Everywhere I go, I see grates and locks and barbed wire, and not just in rich communities. Behind every locked door seems to be a story of violence. And maybe it's the twisted legacy of a brutal history. But Cheryl Ozinski is not about to give up.
You can't be a sissy to live in Africa. And that's true. You've got to be robust. You've got to be resilient. You've got to get up, dust yourself off, and keep going. And that's what it's about, because otherwise what's life about?
And that's why she's back at the farmer's market every Saturday selling produce.
Spinach? Spinach. Anybody want a beautiful bunch of spinach? Can't go to waste. Magnificently, organically grown spinach. Beautiful.
For the World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Cape Town.
Which one do you want? The best one.
The best one.